This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome to Lay Link here with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. And if you would like to send us a text, you're more than welcome to on 0427-JOY-949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. Also,
yes,
you can go to joy.org.au right now and find our program page on the right-hand side of the screen where you can link up with us on social media like Le Facebook.
Yes, and you can also get our podcast there.
You can
see photos of us.
Which is a little weird.
I know.
Hmm.
And we're sort of sitting in the exact same times that we're sitting on the photo.
Yes, we
are. That's creepy.
Hmm. Moving on. Would you like to tell people what you're talking about tonight?
Well, tonight we're going to talk about why lesbians don't hook up online. Mm-hmm. We're also going to talk about body images, about the fact that, you know, well, not. I don't think just women have poor body images, but I think men are now being dragged into the mix as well. And you were telling me about LesFest? I'm going to discuss LesFest.
Yes.
Sounds interesting.
LesFest is happening in October up in Cairns, and I thought it would be important to sort of, you know, share the deets with people.
Yes, and also we're going to discuss the events, so what's happening this weekend
in
Melbourne.
Very true.
And that is our show for this week.
So. That is our show for this
week.
Yay!
We got it all out.
We got it out.
Distracted.
Oh, dear. Look, it's been a stressful lead up to our show this evening, but we are here.
Yes.
And we're queer.
Yes.
Which is a good thing.
Yes, I had to think about that one. Sorry, I shouldn't be reading messages while I'm talking to you.
Maybe
and Johnny's already... See, Johnny's already messaging in. Oh, Johnny, we love you.
Hello.
And he is your biggest fan. Oh. He's written it here too.
Now it's written. It's proof now.
I know. Would you like me to print out the message? You can put it on your... No, you can put it on your fridge, you know. See it if... No, Johnny's freaking out right about now. Sorry, Johnny.
Oh, dear. As always, we do like to plug being a Joy member because it's very important. It helps us stay on air. So if you would like to join, head to joy.org.au right now. You can fill out the application. I do believe, Basha, you can still apply online to be a Joy member.
Yes, I believe. I presume they're not closing that feature, but
I think so.
Because it's a great feature. I think it's fabulous just to go online and be able to join.
The Joy website is very cool, though. There's a lot of different things you can look up on there, and you can see all the shows as well as the grid, so you can see, you know, what else is on and when you would like to listen into Joy. And
yes, and most shows on the grid actually podcast, which is really good. So if you're not really sure if you like a show, you can listen to their podcast and get a bit of a feel for their show.
Oh, a bit of a How's Your Father?
Yes.
Yeah.
And sorry, you threw me with that one. And they can see if they like the show and then possibly listen in every week then.
Mm, which is always a good thing.
It is always a good thing.
Would you like regular clients?
Yes, we do like our regulars.
All right, you're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and you're on Joy 94.9. And welcome back to Lay Link here with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. You can also go to joy.org.au right now and find our program page on the right-hand side of the screen where you can link up with us on social media.
Yes, which is always good. Now, why don't lesbians hook up online?
You know, it actually is good because every single time somebody likes our Facebook page, I get a little bit of a thrill.
Yeah. We got to hit to 200 now because we're now that close that we've just, our aim's now 200. You know, we got so excited when we got to 100.
I think when we get to 200, there should be some kind of a prize or something. We'll discuss.
For us or for the 200?
Yes, yes, definitely for us, but also maybe for one of our listeners.
Well, see, that would be a
just
good idea.
Putting it out there.
Okay. You know that'll wait till 199 and hold off.
I know.
So, topic at hand.
Topic
lesbians, why don't they hook up online?
I found this article.
And it's interesting.
I've had a bit of a read because, it is interesting. It's something different.
Right?
It starts off, it says, ever since hookup websites and subsequently Android and iPhone apps became the way gay men play, lesbians have been asking, where's our grinder? But perhaps the better question would be, do lesbians want to bang or just hang with friends? And if you build a women-seeking women app, will they come? Discuss.
Well, I think that... Oh, it's so hard. I think women are still under the stereotype that if you hook up with a lot of women, so if you sleep with a lot of people, you'll be labelled a slut. And I think that, sorry, I don't know if I can say that at this hour, but...
You just did. Move
I
on.
Just did. You know, but I think that that's still a big problem in the community, is that men don't have that same stigma. They're high-fived and they're ubled and everyone's going, oh, well done. And, you know, if you've got this many people, that's great. And for women, it's... Oh, really? Oh, you know, they I think people turn their nose down at you, and I think that's where a lot of women still come from, even though I've got to say that the Gen Ys are a bit more liberated. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Gen Xs, we're still a little bit in that stigma, but Gen Ys, I've got to say, a bit more liberated, a bit more free, and I don't think they care about it that much anymore.
Am I a Gen Y, Basha?
You are.
Well, that explains my headspace on the subject. Okay. So, well, I think it's totally 100% okay to get out there and have a whole ton of fun in your youth when you're single, you're free, you're loving life. But also, and I've noticed this is quite a trend now, is that with open relationships coming more and more out of the closet, that it's a lot more acceptable now to do that later in life too.
Yes, because people then end up maybe coming out of a long-term relationship and then returning to their said community, and they're like, you know, oh yeah, it's been a while, I've only been with one person for a while, let's go see what's out there, you know, maybe learn some new techniques or something, I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm not speaking from personal experience.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. I think people are starting to see that people are just more fluid, I think would be the term I'd use.
But there still doesn't seem to be, or there's still that air of what I have experienced in the community of women sort of being, oh, you know, be careful because that woman's a bit of a player and she likes to get around and guard
yes,
your heart.
That is a lot, yes. But I think that, again, the rule is that if you're going into a committed relationship, you come to the table with certain expectations, and the same should apply if you're just going to have a hookup. So if you're just going to have a one-night stand, both women need to be clear from the get-go that this is not, you know, halfway through the evening that one of them starts talking about the future and moving in together and marriage and things like that, which I've been told from friends has happened to them.
It has, yes.
You know, and I think that some women just need to understand that if you're seeking this type of relationship, so you just want to have a one-night stand, just random hookups, you have to get rid of all those expectations of, oh, what happens if I find the one? Well, you're looking for lots of ones. No?
I'm looking for Miss Right now.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Well, I think we'll just draw it back into this because this article specifically is talking about hooking up online and using apps that are for cruising or just picking up one-nighters and stuff like that. So I know that there are some apps out there geared towards women that might be totally into that. Correct?
Yes.
So,
like Find Her, which we discussed a few weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, if anyone's had any experience with the hookup apps, any good, bad, troublesome experience, we'd like to know. So send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. Now, coming into this specifically, I mean, have you ever used or looked at any of these?
No.
Not that you can have been on radio.
No. The reason is that I don't feel comfortable about, like Grindr pretty much puts a, you know, you have your profile photo and it can pinpoint you to a couple of meters. And I've seen male friends of that use it and they've shown me them using it and how quick and easy it is for them to actually find the individual that they're actually messaging with.
So that's quite unsafe because somebody who could be geared towards violence against gay people, for example, could download that app and use that to
Yes,
find.
That is unfortunately something that has happened in the Grindr community,
Ooh.
Unfortunately. Ooh. And that is my apprehension of using such an app. Not that I would use that because I'm in a relationship. But if I was to use it, I'm just saying, for me, it's just a bit weird. I don't want people to know my exact location.
Do you think that there's really a big enough market for these apps, though?
Well, we had Natsuki on the show last week and she said she has over 700 Melbourne members So I think there is a market out there for these women to meet, because when you go to the clubs, you do not see all these women. So a lot of the people that you see and meet in these different forums and different areas, especially online, you don't see them out. They may not like this kind of element. They may just be looking for friendship or just someone to chat with. But again, it's the safety factor. I'd just be scared. I like the fact that Find Her has, that I can log in, you know, that I put my location, say, okay, I'm here now. So if I'm in a particular event and I know it's a women's only event, then I tell people, okay, I'm here.
So this article goes to talk, and it's I find it quite funny, actually. But anyway,
it was a good article.
Some sex-positive lesbians believe they've located the real reason why some of their sisters won't try to hook up virtually, and they say that lesbians are often deeply afraid of making the first move. That's definitely something that I've witnessed and experienced.
Yeah, hello, you're pointing at me, and I think that's funny.
Yeah, well,
that's true.
There you go. Didn't mean to, but it worked out. But that's true, isn't it? And maybe that's because, as you were saying before, we are sort of still stuck in this stigma that we can't get out there and be approached. And I don't know, maybe romantically at heart, we just want to be wooed. Is that possible?
Yes, I think so. I think a lot of women are like that. I was chatting about this with some friends of mine, and one of them is single and she cannot meet anybody. And I was sort of telling her, you know, we were out, and I was sort of like, oh, what about her? She's your type or whatever and stuff like that. And she's like, yeah, but I'm just not feeling comfortable going and talking to them. And I said, well, why not use an online dating or online apps for this? And her response to that was, she just doesn't know how to write a decent profile. And
okay.
So if you don't know how to write a decent profile, see, there's a business for someone out there. Write people profiles, because they don't know.
Yeah.
It's like writing a resume. It's really hard to self-promote yourself. And I think, which is something we're going to talk about later, about body images, it's really hard for women to find their good features and to talk about their good things. I think most profiles, when you read them, it's a wish list of what I would like to be or how I would like to see myself. It's not actually who they are. You know, that I'm cranky before, like, I drink my first coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me before 8 o'clock or something. They will never write that in a profile. You know?
I'd like to know someone who does write that in a profile. have you been on online dating sites? That would be nice.
You know, and I think the issue is then when you meet that person, you know, what kind of a surprise are you in for?
But I think that a lot of the time, though, profiles in particular, they're not realistic because they're not really looking at reality very much, are they? They're like, you know, ideally my partner would be like this, but in reality you're probably going to get someone you might find attractive that's nothing like that, but, you know, that can kind of work for you still.
But I guess if you're looking at, see, this is the thing, I think that some of these apps are more geared towards finding a hookup, and a hookup profile, I would expect, doesn't have my ideal woman is, and she likes to talk and she likes to go and have long walks on the, because that's not what you're going to be doing in a hookup, right? It's quite clear what you're going in
a
for.
A long walk on the beach in St Kilda and then we go under the pier. That could work.
See, maybe you should, look, Tiana, how's your head?
That should be my job.
Yeah, writing women's profiles.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a very interesting topic, but we really would like to hear from anyone that's had an experience with any of these hookup apps or hooked up. Doesn't matter if you're male or female. I don't care. But we would love to hear from you. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. You can also go to joy.org.au right now and check out our program page, which is on the right-hand side of the screen, and link up with us on social media, because we like it when you like us. You're with Vasha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and you're on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Vasha and Tiana on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. It's 20 minutes past 9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. You can even head to joy.org.au right now, find our program page on the right-hand side of the screen, and link up with us on social
it's
media.
It's 29 past 8.
What did I say?
You said 20 past 9. I don't know.
In my world, it's 29 minutes past 9.
Yeah, well, that
in
means we're
world,
off air.
It's 29 minutes past 8.
Yes. I'm thinking people are freaking out now, going, what?
Calm down, it's not bedtime. You can listen for another 31 minutes.
Yes, I know. So we've been talking about why women don't hook up online.
Yeah. Because it's not something that we regularly see, or maybe it's just not something that's really that talked about.
No, I think the websites and the apps are sort of a new thing. Now, Grindr sort of came on and everyone sort of went, what is this? But it took off. So, you know, I think that they're developing more of these kind of apps, and they've developed things in there that I think are looking at the protection factor for women. And we'll see how, you know, in a few months, how these apps take off.
I mean, I'm trying to remember the name of the one that's based in the UK that women use all over the world. Gay Girl Net? Is it Gay Girl Net? Something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, but that one had a lot of people in Australia who were logging onto it. It was quite interesting.
See, because there is a demand for it.
Mm.
But yes, I guess as I said, time will tell. But you were raising an interesting point about that women, you know, with the whole fact about having, you know, if you're hooking up, you've got to come in with that expectation of this is just it and not that I'm going to find a relationship. And if both of you agree that this is a relationship, then congratulations, ladies. Well done. You know, hats off to you.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying. But the usual thing, and the only reason why I can think that maybe people don't use those hookup apps so much is because with women, you know, there's a lot of emotions, and there's very, very few women that I have met that are able to switch off emotions and have sex with other women. It's a talent, by the way. But if you can do it. But there's not many people that I've met that are able to do that, that are able to keep them completely separate.
Yeah, I'd actually agree with that.
Mm. I think because of that, people who are genuinely just looking to hook up, probably a little bit fearful of getting and, you know, putting that out there, because you never know when you're going to pick up a crazy.
Yeah, that's very true, because there are a few crazies in the community.
Just a couple.
But, you know, there's crazies everywhere.
It's very true. This is not something that is limited just to the lesbian community. But I think that might be some of the reason why, you know, those hookups don't often happen. But then again, I mean, you always see people screwing in nightclubs, so what are you going to do?
See, I don't see that, but then maybe I'm not looking. I'm too busy dancing.
You don't look at the dark corners as much as I do.
Yeah, see, I'm busy dancing.
It's like witching hour. It's like 3 a.m., club's going to start closing soon, everyone's just had a bit too much fun.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, people disappear.
Well, I know there's, you know, what I always call desperation now. So around 2 o'clock, people just randomly start making out. And then if that doesn't
What's
work,
with that?
And then they go to the next person. And I just stand there watching it, just sometimes laughing because I think it's so cute. Like, it's like, wow, in all the years I'm going to clubs,
so
this has not changed.
Hear this, next time you're in a nightclub, there might be a strange blonde woman standing in the corner watching you. Okay. So if you're not weirded out enough already.
Giggling. No, John is telling us that, you know, he feels for us, because he's saying that he'd find it be difficult dealing with one woman in a relationship, but two would be dangerous.
It can be really tumultuous, can't it?
It can be, but I don't think gay men are any different.
No, probably
like,
not.
Come on, Johnny.
No. I mean,
and Sarah from Noble Park says hello, and she's asking us what hookup. I don't know what you're writing, but I think she's wanting to know what hookup sites or what hookup apps we're using.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, you know, but yeah, the only ones I know of are Find Her in Australia. I don't know of any others.
Well, I mean, there are other ones out there. They're written down here somewhere, but I don't know, Girldar? I don't even know if that one still exists.
Yeah, see?
Like Grindr, Finder, Girldar, Dutched, Brenda. Yeah, anyway.
And how many of these
Google
are in Australia?
It. Probably none.
Yeah, but I'm sure we can just hijack them and just create them ourselves.
But anyway, it's interesting.
Hmm. Natsuki's right. Calling us the crazy ladies.
We are the crazy ladies.
We're not the crazy ladies.
I do fear for our sanity sometimes. No, yeah, it is very interesting, this whole hookup thing. But as I said, if you have had a hookup experience, please let us know. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. Would you like to hear from you?
Sorry?
Would you like to hear from people?
Yes, of course I would. Sorry, I was reading Natsuki's message.
Are you good now?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, she's a focus queen tonight, just saying.
I know.
Have you got anything more to say on hooking up online, or are you done?
No, I just say, you know, just if you're out there and you want to meet people, just try it. And if you're a bit scared about using that kind of a thing, then, you know, go to the meetup group Lesbian Social Fun Club.
Oh, there you go.
Because, yes, I believe that the women in there message each other.
Well, they're friendly. It is.
Yes,
a
they're
group
friendly.
For making friends.
Yes.
Yes. So but don't yes. go on. Just don't.
No, no, no. I'm just saying. But people do make friends there. But yes, people do
find love
there. So yes, and you're looking at me. But yes,
I feel like we should have like a little clip of birds tweeting. Tweet, 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 tweet. Find love. Tweet, 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 tweet.
And Natsuki's really good at doing introductions.
She's really good at doing introductions.
Yes, she is. Yeah. So we love her for that.
All right. Look, if you do have an opinion on hooking up online, ladies, gentlemen, anyone, send us a text 0427JOY949. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Laylink. We're getting off topic, but you're on Joy. And welcome back to Laylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. It is 19 minutes to 9.
Yes, she got it right.
Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. You can even go to joy.org.au right now.
Yes, you
check
can.
Check out our program page on the right-hand side of the screen. Link up this on social media, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Body image.
Body image.
Talk to me.
I'm talking to you. No, it...
Share.
I saw this clip online and it was over at dailylife.com.au, health and fitness type thing. And basically it's an ad which has been posted by Dove. You know, Dove, they're the people that do the soap.
Yes, because they were the first company that actually started to put real women in their ads.
Real women.
Which was nice. And they weren't photoshopped.
Yeah.
And they looked like real women, which was,
normal.
Again, great.
Curves, hallelujah. Right.
Yes, curves and boobs, of course.
And boobs.
Yes, because they forget that they're women who have curves and are sized and who are not all the same shape and who are all twiggy. Anyway, yes, continue.
Dove posted on Monday a three-minute ad on YouTube that teaches a vital lesson about how we view ourselves compared to how others see us. Trust us, it's worth your time. So we are going to play the clip, but just to go and explain a little bit about it, a former forensic artist for the San Jose Police Department met a series of women and asked each to describe the way they look. He had no way of seeing them behind a curtain. He prompted them to detail everything: hair length, facial structure, their most prominent features. He then sketched each participant from their self-description.
And none of them matched, right?
No. Each woman was asked before the study to get to know one of the other participants. The forensic artist then prompted each woman to describe the other's face.
Okay, yes.
Okay. At the end of the video, the artist reveals two sketches, one from the participant itself and one from their partner. The differences are remarkable. And if you do go and check out this video, you can Google it. Just type in Dove Real Beauty Sketches and it will come up on YouTube. It says that they won't ruin the effect for you. They'll leave you to have a look at the video, but Dove commented and said that women are their own worst beauty critics. Only 4% of women around the world consider themselves beautiful. We decided to conduct a compelling social experiment that explores how women view their own beauty in contrast to what others see.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to play it.
Play the clip.
It goes for about 3 minutes.
All right.
Okay.
I'm a forensic artist. Worked for the San Jose Police Department from 1995 to 2011.
I showed up to a place I'd never been, and there was a guy with a drafting board.
We couldn't see them. They couldn't see us.
Tell me about your hair.
I didn't know what he was doing, but then I could tell after several questions that he was drawing me.
Tell me about your chin.
It kind of protrudes a little bit, especially when I smile.
Your jaw?
My mom told me I had a big jaw.
What would be your most prominent feature?
Kind of have a fat, rounder face.
The older I've gotten, the more freckles I've gotten.
I would say I have a pretty big forehead.
Once I get a sketch, I say thank you very much, and then they leave. I don't see them.
All I had been told before the sketch was to get friendly with this other woman, Chloe.
Today I'm going to ask you some questions about a person you met earlier, and I'm going to ask you some general questions about their face.
She was thin, so you could see her cheekbones. And her chin, it was a nice, thin chin.
She had nice eyes. They lit up when she spoke.
Cute nose.
She had blue eyes, very nice blue eyes.
So here we are. This is the sketch that you helped me create, and that's a sketch that somebody described of you.
So yeah, that's...
Is
She looks closed off and fatter, sadder too. Mm-hmm. The second one looks more open, friendly, and happy.
Mm-hmm. I should be more grateful of my natural beauty. It impacts the choices and the friends that we make, the jobs we apply for, how we treat our children. It impacts everything. It couldn't be more critical to your happiness.
Do you think you're more beautiful than you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
We spend a lot of time as women analyzing and trying to fix the things that aren't quite right. And we should spend more time appreciating the things that we do like.
And there you go.
So, yes, it was very interesting. And it was really interesting to see the photos that the sketch artist drew, because the one that was given by a stranger was more closely resembled to the individual.
Exactly.
Than
what
the one
she had in her head. With
yeah, they all looked very, yeah. It looked more like a caricature. It was more of their bad features that they felt that they had were more extensive, because they said, oh, I've got a big nose, or I have a big chin, or whatever they were saying.
Yeah.
And he, of course, then drew that.
Yeah. And he, like, they immediately, and even you would do it if you were sitting there having that done to you. Like, you would pick the things that you don't like and you would portray them negatively and in such a negative way that they would seem like they were a lot bigger and more obvious. We don't always pick out the good things about ourselves first.
No, we don't. But it's funny that what I've learned, like a few years ago, I had a few extra kilos on and I just had this image in my head that if I lose that weight, I'll be happy. And then I eventually lost that weight. And for about 2 weeks, I was so excited. I was happy. I was like, yes, I've achieved my aim, my goal, you know, perfect. And then it took about 2 weeks. And then I moved that my image again. And I started to see faults within myself to say, oh, but look, this is not the way it should be. And I want this and that. And I remember sitting back and thinking about it going, oh, my God. Like, you know, I remembered being at that time a few years ago where I'd had that extra weight and thought, all right, when I reach this weight, all my life will just fall into place and it'll just be perfect. And then I got there and went, oh, yeah, whatever. Oh, let's move the bar and let's go and I want this, this and this now. And I became very aware of that. And I did something. I decided that I wasn't going to let that dictate me. So I just decided that I thought, all right, I'm just going to leave that. I'm just going to be happy with the way I am. And if I put on a few kilos, or if, you know, I gain a few wrinkles or whatever, it's just age, you know, just accept it and move on. And yeah, I just think that's sort of what I've learned. But I just think that you just got to be happy with who you are now. I know it's hard, and just be happy with the way you look, because 20 years from now, you'll look back at those photos of yourself and you will kick yourself.
Was I wearing?
No, you'll think, oh my God, I was really hot back then and I just hid it because I was scared. And it was just funny. And, you know, you can always be a better image of yourself, but I think you can just accept who you are and just stop it. I think that the society and the media just put so much pressure on us. And, you know, those magazines, like I haven't read fashion magazines in years because they're not real. They're all photoshopped.
I don't want to bang on metal pots that have been banged on before, but yes, the media does portray women in an extremely unrealistic light, and the way that that affects our self-image is quite huge, which is really not good for us. But yeah. I'm not gonna start, because I know if I start, I won't stop.
No, and I think we also do it to ourselves.
Mm.
I think we can all be critical of ourselves, and I just think, you know, when you see someone who is happy with themselves and has that confidence, you don't notice their flaws. You just notice their personality and their characters and stuff, and you don't focus on those things. You only focus on them if someone highlights them to you, I think. So if someone says, oh, you know, I've got this, then you start looking at it. But if some people tell you stuff, you think, oh, really? You know, I've had a friend that once said to me, I've got a big nose. And I'm like, what? Really? You do? And I started looking at their nose, trying to figure out if it was big or not.
I think one of the things for me, and it makes me reflect on how I view myself as well, is my partner, Nat, often she will say things about herself that she doesn't like. But when I look at her, I don't see those things at all.
Yeah.
All I see is just Nat, who I love. and I think she's beautiful. And when Nat looks at me, she sees Tian that she loves and Tian that she thinks she's beautiful. So it's, you know, we both deal with our own levels of self-confidence issues that we've got there and in the way that we look and our self-images. You know, it's not 100%, but I don't think your self-image will ever be 100% because we always want. That's the way that we are. It's the way we've been designed, I guess you could say.
I think it's the way we've been more or less manipulated. I don't think we've been designed that way.
Yeah. So I think and viewing it that way and thinking that Nat thinks about me that way and I think about her that way, but we've still got these body issues, it often really frustrates me that, you know, from the outside, we're two probably quite attractive young people who are together and yet we don't see that at all because we've got our own stuff that we're obsessing about that we don't like about ourselves.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, but I don't see the, you know, like the issues that you like are talking about. Because when I look at the two of you, I don't see any problems.
So there comes my talking earlier about your perception of something. So you just see us. You don't see the negative things that we think about each other.
No, because unless you highlighted them to me, then I'd probably have to look and go, really, or whatever. Or
I've got a big nose.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I have a huge forehead.
Isn't that a sign of intelligence?
Well, you would hope so, wouldn't you?
But, you know, I just think that the people just don't notice.
I don't think they do either.
They don't focus on that.
I don't think I've ever met someone and been talking away to them and been thinking, wow, your nose is huge or you've got a really big forehead or, you know, you should whiten your teeth or anything like that. Like, I've never actually met someone and thought that. Because I don't look at...
Yeah, because you don't look at that.
You just don't think about it. Anyway.
But we do it to ourselves and it's really bad and sickening, and we should stop.
We should stop. So just think about that. Next time you meet someone, you're feeling a little bit self-conscious and you don't like the way that you look, just realize that they're not looking at the negative things about you. In fact, they're probably so caught up in their own stuff and the way they look that they're not even giving a second thought about how you look. And try it when you go to a nightclub and you're trying to pick up. Because that'll make life really easy for you.
Yes, and I think the other thing is to make sure that when you're wearing, whatever you're wearing, you feel comfortable in. Because there's nothing more annoying than someone who's constantly playing with their clothes because they don't feel comfortable in it. Don't listen to what fashion dictates. If it doesn't suit your body type and you don't feel comfortable in it, don't wear it. You know, wear what you feel comfortable in. And actually, if you look at, you know, some of the most beautiful women in the world, they dictate fashion. They wear what they are comfortable in.
True.
You know, and you don't have to wear this thing because someone tells you to wear it.
True.
So, yeah, so there's my two cents.
Wow, I feel like we've really just ranted at the world.
We have.
So sorry about that. Look, if you want to go and watch the whole experience at dove.com/realbeautysketches, it's a really fantastic advert that they've put out, and I think it's really body image positive, which is something that we need in today's crappy media world. So definitely go and check it out and maybe go and have a look at yourself in the mirror and point out the good things about yourself. Just an idea.
Yes, just try to write a list of five things that you like about yourself.
Just five things you like about yourself and put them on the fridge.
Exactly.
Yeah. Make everyone feel a bit better.
All right.
If you want to see all of the event links for this on our Facebook page, head over there right now by going to joy.org.au and checking out our program page. And that has a link to us on Facebook.
Yes, and we'll tell you about LesFest next week.
We are going to tell you about LesFest next week because LesFest is happening in October in Cairns. And it's really exciting because it's going to be like dinosaur in Australia.
Yay. About time.
Yeah. It's exciting.
All right. So that's the end of our show.
That is the end of our show. I feel really unorganized that we're so like at the end of the show and that's
I know. The time has flown because we were ranting and complaining.
So we did have a chat about body image, of course, which took up a lot of time. And we also talked about why lesbians don't hook up online, which completely led into something else. I feel like we've had a rambling night.
Yeah.
It's been really positive.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's the end of us.
That is
so
the
you've
end
been listening
us.
To Lay Link with Basha and Tian. Good night.
Good night.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.